The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to him, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom you are looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. We are celebrating today the Feast of Saint Mary Magdalene. And again, it is a feast day, not just an obligatory memorial. Saint Mary Magdalene was elevated into a feast on June 3rd, 2016, during the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It was during that time that Pope Francis promulgated the decree that elevated today's celebration into a feast. I've explained before that in the liturgy, there are levels of celebration, of degree of importance. The very last one, of course, is the optional memorial, where the priest has the option whether to celebrate the saint or not during that day. Then we have an obligatory memorial. From the word itself, it explains that a priest has no other option except to celebrate a memorial of a saint. And then we have a feast, in which, of course, it's higher than a memorial. That's why we have also Gloria today. And then the highest is a solemnity, which is equivalent also to a Sunday celebration. Our celebration today is a feast day. Two things to ponder or reflect upon on the Feast of Saint Mary Magdalene as relayed to us in the Gospel reading today. First, these words of Jesus to Mary Magdalene as soon as she realized that it was Jesus who was talking with her. "Stop holding on to me. Stop holding on to me." What does this mean? This means that Mary Magdalene was being invited to change her view about Jesus. Jesus was practically telling her, "Stop mourning now. Did you not remember what I told you before, that I would rise from the dead and that death has no triumph over me? Be convinced of that. And to be convinced to this reality, it means that you have to believe who truly I am, that I am God. What are the images of God that we have that are incompatible with who God truly is? Do we see Him as a God who only concerns Himself whether we are doing the right thing or not? Or do we see God as someone who invites us to a deeper relationship with Him marked with joy and not our paralyzing fear? I truly believe that Mary Magdalene loved Jesus. There's just no doubt. You know, her sorrow and her desolation and despair were very evident in the story. But we wonder if she truly believed that Jesus was the Messiah. Because if she did, she would not be like how she reacted in the gospel today. The second thing to ponder upon is the command of Jesus to Mary Magdalene: go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene is referred to as the apostle to the apostles. An apostle is someone sent, particularly sent by Jesus to preach the gospel. Mary is called the apostle to the apostles because she was the one who told the apostles that the tomb was empty. She was the one who first announced the mystery of the resurrection. She was the first person in the entire world to preach the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Same command for us to preach the risen Lord. Do our lives proclaim the joy of the resurrection. So something to ponder upon for us today. Two commands of Christ. First is to let go. Let go of those images that disfigures the risen Lord. And second, go and proclaim the resurrected Jesus.